This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And now we've just had Martin Croft join us, who is representing a show called Come From Away, which is a musical starting at the Comedy Theatre in July. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So, Martin, we find out a bit of history about people when they first come in.
Yeah, okay.
Your history as a director or as an artist.
Yeah.
How did you come to be?
Where I am in this glorified position.
Yes.
I've always performed ever since I was a performer first, right from school. I think my first equity payment was in 1969, something like that.
Well, you're not old enough for that to happen.
Oh, I am. Believe me, I am. And as soon as I left school, I went to Jesus Christ Superstar and did all the big shows of the 80s and 90s.
As an actor?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I did Les Mis, Phantom, Miss Saigon in London, Phantom in America.
All the big ones, all the big tickets.
Yeah, all the big ones of the sort of the mega musicals, and Cats I've done 3 times.
Wow. And you're still alive.
Yeah. Still meowing.
And it's coming back again, isn't it? Cats. I think it's coming back.
Oh, it can't be. And, please.
And it is. I hear it.
Well,
is.
And I think they're actually doing a film of it as well.
Yeah, yes. There's a film.
No.
A film. Yeah.
Yes, film. Yeah. Here it is, I hear.
Oh, you'll learn over time I'm very anti-Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh. Judy Dench is playing my old role, hasn't it?
Oh. How does
old
that happen?
Old Deuteronomy.
I don't even know what to think about that.
I know.
You look exactly like
it. I'm going to take it as a compliment. Yeah.
She's a great actress. You know.
So yes, exactly. Good one, Jono.
When did you jump fence?
Well, I always directed as well. I was always directing things like Alex Rathgaber's, you know, cabaret show, or Chelsea Plumley sort of thing. I was always directing at the same time. And I guess the first really big thing that I did was... while I was doing Phantom of the Opera, I was playing Andre in one of the theatre managers, and they asked me to go and be the resident director for the international company of the first international company of Les Miserables.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, so
wow.
I left Phantom for a year and then went back to it. And, so then I've just sort of jumped in and out of the different roles.
You're just minted from now on.
I'm
swan in and out of whichever you please.
I'm malleable.
Yeah.
Now, you've got a really hard task here, which I know you obviously know so much about it right this very moment. And I know a lot about this this musical.
Yes.
But tell our listeners, what is Come From Away?
Come From Away is about this little town in Gander. That Gander, Newfoundland,
right.
Not Newfoundland, Newfoundland, as I've learned to say it properly, that on the day of 9/11, 2001, they happened to have almost disused huge airport that used to be used as a fueling stop on the way over from Europe to America. And so when the big tragedy happened in New York, all the planes that were supposed to land in America they had to turn back or land at the nearest airport. So it probably happened in a few towns around the world, but this little town happened to have an airport with runways that could take jumbo jets, which were the big planes of those days. Mm-hmm. So 38 planes landed on this little town.
Whoa.
With of a town of 7,000 people, they had 6,000 people turn up that day. And it's what happened in the town for the next 5 days until they were allowed to fly again.
So that's the premise for this musical.
Yeah.
Interesting premise. Really,
it's actually it's not about the towers.
No.
It's about what happened in this little town because of what happened in the towers and the wonderful sort of community that happened. And if you can imagine on those planes were people from Africa and the other and
all
cultures
around the world. Yeah.
And in shock as well about that they could have been dead.
Exactly. And not quite knowing because they weren't there.
Is it the end of the world or what's going on?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's a sort of a feeling of that. The great thing about it is that this town and these people all came together. You know, the cultures, religions, sexualities, and the thing that with these Ganderites in Newfoundland and the rest of Newfoundland, they just have this thing where they just do the right thing.
And they don't lock their doors.
They don't lock their doors. They don't. And, but they're so lacking in ego. You know, it's like they say, well, we don't understand why you can make a music out of this. All we did was make sandwiches. You know? And
it is a really odd genesis for a musical.
I know.
But then when you think about it, all musicals are quite odd.
They
are. Anyways.
They're odd, yes.
But I think musicals are changing, aren't they? You know, like the...
You can deal with many more topics.
Yeah. And it's telling true stories now, the musical.
And it's just, you know, the surprising thing that I found when I first saw the show was that I thought, oh, maybe this is going to be a really sad show and, you know, doom and gloom. And it's actually not. It's just so incredibly heartwarming. And there's really sort of wonderful, ironic, funny things that happen. I mean, it's gut-roaringly funny at times.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Just because of the situations that people find themselves in that they never expected to, you know.
A bit of a comedy of manners.
Yeah.
Well, a brash New Yorker sort of being in this little town.
Absolutely, in this little town of people who speak very strange. It is the strangest accent in the English-spoken world, I have to say.
Yeah.
And probably one of the hardest. But it's just wonderful, heartwarming thing. So at the end of it, if you cry during the show, it's usually because you're crying because of the goodness.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's what it is.
How nice.
It's moving. Yeah. You just go, I wish we could all be like that.
But I was lucky enough to go along a few months back when the actual songwriters were here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like they're a husband and wife team.
Yep.
They went to this town, interviewed everyone in the town.
Yep.
And then wrote this musical.
Yeah, and they, you know, I think they got about 10,000 pages of interviews and things, and they really wrote it as a little experiment for high school kids and college kids to do. That's where they thought it would live, you know, as a sort of an educational tool for kids about what it would be. And then it just sort of took on a life, and then it started out at La Jolla being developed into something, and they still weren't quite sure whether it was a Broadway show. But then the audiences just kept telling them that, yes, this is a Broadway show, you know. And
big hit. In
huge.
York, yeah.
Yeah. And it's... It's the first national tour has gone out, and that's a 4-year tour. It's opened in London. It opened for what was going to be a limited season in Toronto of 3 months, and that's now going into its third year.
Yeah. It should be there.
Yeah, like I know. Canada. I mean, sort of proud, proud, proud.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is one of those things because I think we all... you know, of a certain age, that is, know where we were the day or the night for us that we heard about it.
Yep.
You know, so there's a commonality in that. And what we all felt over the next few days was we all sort of realised that the world had changed and people weren't sort of nicer to each other, and people did get married suddenly, and they took, you know, they decided to do things that they might not have done because it was a very immediate response.
Now, I won a Tony Award,
yes.
Which is, you know, like that says it all. Let's have a listen to the performance that happened on the Tony Awards that night, which this is obviously the cast recording of one of the tracks from it, just to get a feel from it. You're on Joy 94.9. It's Sunday Arts Magazine. And this is Come From Away. If I hit play button.
On the northeast tip of North America, on an island called Newfoundland, is an airport. Now, it used to be one of the biggest airports in the world. And next to it is a town called Ganda. Everybody knows everybody else. And everybody in this room has a story about how they started that day. Welcome to the rock. If you come from away, you'll probably understand about a half of what we say. They say no man's an island, but an island makes a man.
Especially when one comes from a land Newfoundland. Welcome to the rock.
That morning, I'm in the classroom. It's our first day back, and the school buses are on strike. So I'm covering for Annette, who's running late.
Sorry, Beulah. How's the kids?
Not exactly thrilled to be inside on such a gorgeous day. So I told them we'd only have a half day this morning, and they were quite pleased. Until I told them we'd have the other half in the afternoon.
Welcome to the whitest sweater that you've ever heard of.
Where everyone is nicer, but it's never nice above.
Welcome to the farthest place you'll get from Disneyland.
Fish and chips and shipwrecks.
This is Newfoundland. Welcome to the rock.
That morning
I'm in my car. The kids cross Airport Boulevard to get to school, and at that time of day, people are in a bit of a rush to get to work and stuff. So normally I sit there and I run my radar. And if they're speeding, I'll stop them and I'll write out a warning ticket. I'll write STFD. Slow the fuck down.
Welcome to the land where the winter strikes and kill us, and we said,
we will not be killed.
Welcome to the land where the waters try to drown us, and we said,
we will not be drowned.
Welcome to the land where we lost our loved ones, and we said,
we will still go on.
Welcome to the land where the wind strikes and blows,
and we said no.
That morning I dropped my kids off at school and head to the SPCA, where I'm greeted by my other kids, Berkin and Meowin, for breakfast and a belly rub. Not that I'm complaining, I love some. But by the time feeding's done, I've got to get back to pick up my human kids, so I take just 1 second for myself and I'm sitting in my car.
I'm in the staff room.
I'm in the library.
And I turn on the radio.
I'm running my radar when Bonnie comes by. She pulls up, she's waving at me like mad, so I roll down my window and she says,
Ass, turn on the radio.
Down, Bonnie.
Ass, turn on your radio.
Return tickets to LA or a destination of your choosing thanks to Velocity Rewards and David McCarthy. Enter as many times as you want. T's and C's apply. Visit joy.org.au for more information.
And you're back on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine, and we've just had a donation from Chris, who added a message saying, I love Come From Away, had the cast recording for Yonks and tickets since bookings opened. Guess you anticipated my donation. And he donated $200.
Wow.
So thank you, Chris.
That's
and
really
see you at the musical.
Indeed. Yeah.
Well, we just heard Come From Away. That was a performance that was at an awards show, and that really set up the premise for the whole musical itself. It really sort of, you know, in song lends itself to the story of what happens in this Come From Away, the musical.
Yeah, so we've got a cast of 12, six men and six women, and they play at least three characters each.
Right.
And it's on the top, you know, like they change a hat, they might change glasses, they might put a scarf on, and that's how everything changes. And they change accents, obviously.
Right, yes.
But it's really fast-paced. It's really, it's 1 hour, 38 minutes straight through, no interval.
Wow.
Yeah. So you sit down, it's like being on a train, and you
strapped
just
in.
Go for this ride.
Yeah.
And, you know, I saw it so many times in New York. I saw it seven times in New York and three times in Toronto. And I just can't imagine. I didn't see anybody getting up to go to the toilet.
There's no time for a break.
No, and you just can't. You're just absolutely locked into this story, and this, you know, you'd be sitting there with your bladder bursting before you get up, I think.
So don't drink too much before.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yes, just have a nice calming wine before you go. But
yeah. So Chris, when you go and see it, make sure you empty your bladder before you go in. Now, the music that we heard, it's very sort of folky, Celtic,
sort of has an Irish thing. Because it's on the east, it's the closest on the east coast of North America to Europe and the other continents. So it was the first place where people would come across on boats. It was the first place where they landed. So people from the west coast of Ireland, places like that, that would be where they landed, and obviously some of them stayed, and it became part of the heritage. Yep. And that's why they're such great storytellers, these Newfoundlanders. And we've got a whole bunch of the people, that the original people from who are represented in the show, are actually coming to the opening for the last...
Whoa!
Yeah. From people from Newfoundland and people from all around the world who are part of the story.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How lovely.
It's going to be a very busy week.
Yeah, yeah.
Hosting them all.
And you're like, and Melbourne, Australia, is, you're like, as you said, so New York, Toronto and London are now us.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And the North American tour.
Yep.
And they love it. These the people that are involved in it, they just can't believe that it's happened to them, you know. And particularly the Ganderites, what they did, as I said, they just thought they just did the right thing, you know. They just, people need some loving, and they gave them some love for that time.
Yep.
And it's just so heartwarming, the whole show.
Oh, the whole thing is, and I love when theatre tells a really good story, and a story that we didn't really know about here in Australia, did we?
Well, no, we didn't. There's actually a couple of people, Australians, that were there at that week as well, that are coming down to see the show. Yeah, so it was a really global thing that this little town was dealing with, this island, you know.
Yeah,
and it's. There's interesting things like the different types of food, because of people, you've got people who only eat halal, and you've got Jewish people who only eat, you know, and of course they're very famous for this thing called cod au gratin, which is fish with cheese. So people were eating a lot of fish with cheese before they realised that might not be everybody's cup of tea.
Everybody's cup of tea. Yeah. Brilliant. So when does it open here?
We open on the 20th of July.
Right.
Previews start on the 3rd of July. Okay. Performances start.
And do you have a long run ahead of you? Or?
Yes, we certainly hope so. But okay, yes, it's all
here to stay.
Because the state government of Victoria have invested heavily in this as a musical to draw people to Melbourne.
Yes.
But also because it's such an important story.
Yeah. And in a beautifully refurbished comedy theatre as well.
It's gorgeous. And I actually read somewhere where they've deliberately gone to the comedy theatre because they didn't want anywhere too big.
Yeah.
They didn't want one of the big theatres.
This show, we don't have helicopters and chandeliers. It's it's a real story where it's really important to connect with the audience. And we've just bumped the set in the last week, and I went in there yesterday, and it looks incredible in this theatre, and the audience is going to love it. The performers are going to love it, because it just feels like you're sort of sitting in a lounge room almost. You know, it's so intimate. Yeah. It's only 1,000 people.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's beautiful.
And what's it called again? Because people are still trying to. We're not all as well versed as Chris.
It's called Come From Away,
right?
And that's a. A phrase that the Ganderites use. Anybody who's not from Newfoundlanders, they're called come from awayers.
Right.
So everybody else comes from away.
Yeah, so because when you read it, you think, it doesn't sound right.
I know. It's just their little saying.
That's the way they say things.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming.
It's a pleasure. Pleasure.
Thank you.
You're on Joy 94.9 at Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.